Five geeks, five opinions, one podcast. Nerdgasm Noir Network, where we do nerd shit.
Hello, welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. It's me, Dee, and I'm here with... I was almost about to call Melissa Kia. Oh my gosh! I'm here with JP, Melissa, and special guest, Enda Lauren, and today we're here to talk about nerd shit. Yay!
Yay!
How are you guys doing?
I am full.
We were doing so good last week with the enthusiasm. We brought it up just a little bit. We almost got Melissa to participate. That's cool. I'm fine.
I'm blaming Melissa because she took all my enthusiasm last week. So
I know you were so into it. And Melissa was just like, "Woo!" She's back there giggling. Yeah. What'd you eat though? Because I'm hungry, so I want to live vicariously through you.
Had a turkey Polish.
Ooh, what'd you get on top?
Of course, like the sweet relish, mustard. Mm. That's pretty much it. I don't put ketchup and I don't like onions on it, so.
I don't trust sweet relish at all. And I think Melissa's talking, but she's too low, so we can't hear her. You have to put your face to the microphone, sweetheart.
That's rude.
But it's true.
To assume that I didn't have my face to the microphone.
Well, because we can barely hear you, sweetheart.
Right, and your face is still not close enough to the microphone.
Now
is better.
I think it was my headphones.
Oh no. You're not putting your face close enough to the headphones because they go on your head.
Well, no, they're like my janky headphones. I can't find my other headphones.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'll get some better headphones that I guess aren't from the dollar store. asking though. Are the turkey sausages, the Polish ones, are they as thick as the beef ones? It was an important question a few minutes ago.
We are 5 years old. We really are.
I'm not even trying to make a penis joke. I'm genuinely interested.
No, the thing is, I know that you're genuinely interested. But even though you're genuinely interested, immediately the rest of us were like, "Ha, are they as thick as turkey ones?"
That's what she said.
You're five.
Well, I've just noticed that turkey hot dogs aren't as plump as regular hot dogs, so I wonder if it was the same thing.
It sounds like racism.
I mean, I can't do anything about nature.
Wow!
That was racism.
Oh my god. Oh my god. But to answer your question...
Thank you.
Answer her questions, then she's
going to
keep asking more.
No, I promise. No more questions after this one because I'm super interested.
The turkey Polish is as thick as the beef ones.
Oh, okay.
So that's a myth.
Oh, God, I did have one more question.
Should spread that.
Is it juicy? Like, does it pop? You know how sometimes a beef Polish gets like sweaty. I can push it in.
Oh my gosh!
With its natural juices. Does the Polish sausage do the same thing?
It depends on the type of Polish and how thick and long it is.
I don't even.
Thank you, JP, for letting us know. I was curious, and I'm glad now I know. Maybe I don't have to stay away from turkey sausage. Maybe I can try it, the turkey Polish at least.
Yeah, I think we're all about to try it now.
Oh gosh! anyway, moving on, I want to say thank you for listening. We very much appreciate it, especially because we do things like this, have weird in-depth conversations about sausage. We very much appreciate you listening. We very much appreciate your donations. If you want to know how you can donate to us, make sure you check out nerdgasmnoir.net. Also on nerdgasmnoir.net, you can find out how to follow us on social media. Say if you want to complain about certain dirty jokes we've made on the show, you can do that. You can find the information on how to do that and where on nerdgasmnoir.net. Also, if you want to leave us a voicemail, tell us how delicious hot dogs, sausages, Polishes are. There's a number that you can call to leave that message that you can find on nerdgasmnoir.net. Or if you want to contact us about anything else, there's a contact page, nerdgasmnoir.net/contact. I think you're getting the overall theme here. NerdgasmNoir.net. Make sure you go. We got some feedback?
Yes, we do. So our feedback on Twitter from Roxy, a.k.a. Maria. She said, I need mail to stop speaking up an all-white version of The Wiz into existence.
Yeah, please don't do that, Melissa.
Here's the thing, though. No. I didn't start it. Glee started it. So, blame Ryan Murphy, who will probably produce the all-white version of The Wiz.
Ah, no, I don't want that.
Can you imagine how uncomfortable that would be?
Well, but there is an all-white version of The Wiz. It's The Wizard of Oz.
Well, see, no, because you see, it's meta appropriation.
Okay. I want the all white version of The Wiz to be word for word, song for song, the same thing as The Wiz, but with white people.
Ew.
No, that's a bad idea, Melissa. Let's not do that.
NBC could do a live version of it for the holidays.
No.
They're doing a live version of The Wiz. Oh, we talked about that last week.
That's why we're talking about this now. I forgot all about the original story. I got caught up. That's right. It's going to be an all-white version of The Wiz. So it's going to be great.
No, it's not. Maybe
Barry's going to be Dorothy?
No.
Stop putting this out in the cosmos. You're going to make it happen, and we're all going to be miserable.
We're
going to
hate you.
It's going to be
great.
No.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to make this obvious subject change because...
White Wiz!
So, if you want to give us more feedback, we have a audience survey on our site at nerdgasmnoir.net. Please fill out the survey so we can try to improve the show and make improvements that don't involve money because we don't get money. So, you could donate and maybe that can help.
We also appreciate any other feedback you can give us because it helps us improve the show and we want to get better and still have fun and still be able to provide you with our same zany antics every week.
If there's any audio experts out there, come holler at us.
Holler at a pimp. Anyway, moving on. We have our Nerdtastic News. This is the best article posted on the G+ community for Nerdgasm Noir. During the past week, we got a good one from Michael about a new app that's coming out called Tiny Apps. It's basically,
that's
right, because it's basically something I would use. It's a multitasking sort of app. It's got to-do lists, things like that, but they float on your phone screen, so you can move them around, but they're not static to where. I know on Android, I don't know if how iPhones work but basically they're like sticky notes on Windows. You can post them anywhere on your phone screen and it doesn't have to stick into the specific parameters that Android has set up. Apparently it is also available for Apple too, so hey, there you go. But yeah, it sounds pretty cool and I actually kind of want it. I think I may get it.
I'm installing it now.
Actually, I was waiting till I got home to install it, and then I came here. So I'm probably going to do it right after the show. But it's called Tiny Apps. So if you look on Dripler.com... Oh, God. Why is this so dirty after the sausage conversation? If you look on Dripler... patreon.com/drip/ Tiny Apps. Just look, there'll be a link at the show description. Just click the link on the show description and you'll be able to download
Tripler slash.
Oh, God, this was the worst time. I blame Melissa for everything. For our black owned business of the week, actually, I got this one from Inda.
Oh,
yeah, the Urban Heirlooms shop. Did I get this from you, or did I just make that up?
You just made it up.
Yeah, you just made it up.
I swear to God that you... No, I think you gave me the leather one. No, that is the leather one.
No, I didn't give a leather one.
What did you give me?
I think I gave wooden purses and accessories.
Oh, well, this one's not that one. This one's the leather one. I thought this was the one I got from you, but it's called Urban Heirlooms. You can find it on Etsy. They sell fine leather goods. Exactly. They sell handmade leather products such as purses, keychains, things like that. And they also adorn and accessorize some of them with, what am I trying to say? I'm not trying to say angel. Skeleton keys. There we go. Skeleton keys. And they're really, really cute and they're really, really cool. So you should check them out. Etsy.com/shop/urban heirlooms. We'll also have the link for that in the description. So I think we should get on to our main topic and introduce our guest, Miss Inda Lauren. Hi, Inda.
Hello.
Inda has a website called cornerstorepress.wordpress.com, and she also writes for a couple different places like for Harriet. And yeah. Where else do you write for, Inda?
I freelance, so I've had pieces in The Butter. On Afropunk, Black Girl Nerds, I've had pieces in Blackberry, a magazine, and I think there's something else, but I can't think of it right now.
And you're also actually doing a big thing next month. Starting next month, you're going to be doing the your African American film history live tweet. Twitter conversation, because it's not just the live tweet, but it's Twitter conversation on Twitter. You want to tell us more about that? Because we talked about it earlier, but I wanted you to have your chance to explain what's going on.
Yeah, next month I'm not celebrating, more like commemorating the 100th anniversary of the premiere of Birth of a Nation. As if you know anything about film history, you know that's the first full-length feature film, and the problem with it, it's a revisionist history of the Civil War. It glorifies the creation of the Ku Klux Klan. But the thing about it is, it has all this artistic merit. You can pretty much trace back to a film being considered an art form with this film, because all of the technological advances and the way D.W. Griffith tells the story. So I want to look at that film and look at some more films by black directors and or films that that have black casts, and look at the ways that blackness is constructed, see how far we've come from Griffith's film, of course, how far we need to go. And I'm going to be live tweeting 8 films, I believe. But I'm not actually going to look at Birth of a Nation. I'm going to look at DJ Spooky's Rebirth of a Nation, which is actually an art project he did. And what it is, there's a narrator over it explaining, you know, what Griffith did with his techniques in this film. And so we can see how he created this really convincing narrative of, like, why the KKK was necessary to, you know, save white Southerners. But, of course, we all know that's not true. So, I hope I explained that.
Well, you did good.
Okay, thanks.
I hope I explained that, as if I can tell you. No, you explained your own project terribly. Let me take over, because obviously you don't know what you were doing with your stuff. You did good. You're fine.
Okay.
So, like we usually do, wait, before we go into the nerdy questions, you also had an article in For Harriet that we were looking at recently. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How gendering and respectability politics ultimately harms black women. Did you want to talk about that for a little bit? What made you decide to write it, other than the obvious? Yeah.
Well, I think I did pick it. There was they have an assignment, and I think I did choose it from an assignment, but I did want to talk about it because, I mean, with everything that's just been happening over the past few months, we still, black women are, we have to be seen, well, other people have to see us in a certain way to, you know, think that we're worthy of any type of respect or any type of protection and harm. But thinking of, when we think of black women in that way, it's actually really, really just hurtful to, you know, in terms of, well, okay, if she's, you know, let's just say she's a sex worker, or she's a transgender woman, we don't look at her as someone that we need to see as worth protecting or, excuse me, just a second.
Ooh, sorry.
We don't see her as being worth being, we don't see her as being worthwhile of anything, actually. And so, looking at that and how that, how the nature of respectability politics, it harms us. I will just say it harms us more than it harms black men, because we are willing to look at black men like, yeah, even though he has his pants sagging, even though people would code him as thug, yeah, we need to still defend him and stick up for him, because this is what's been happening with all the black men who have been being killed. We all have to say, look, no matter what he did, he did not deserve to be killed. But we don't look at black women in the same way. Every time, you know, you hear like if a black woman is killed or if a black woman is sexually assaulted, we always say, well, what did she do to deserve it? And so those types of respectability politics are really harmful to us.
So definitely go check that out. It's In For Harriet. Yes. It is forharriet.com/2015/01/how-gendering. respectabilitypolitics.html. I'm pretty sure if you look up For Harriet and search for Enda Lauren's name, so she can get all in clicks so they know to make sure she keeps writing for them, you'll be able to find that as well.
Thank you.
So, we have some nerdy questions to ask you.
Alright.
We wanna delve into your nerdiness.
Okay.
Do this with all of our first timers, so don't be afraid. We're not gonna ask you about hot dogs, probably. I should, Melissa. Now, yes. Melissa, you are tasked with asking the first question.
Ah, I have to go back to the document.
Okay. I'll ask the first question while you're looking. First question: what term do you prefer, nerd, geek, or dweeb?
Geek.
Jesus, geek.
Yeah. I just actually recently saw it explained and it makes sense to me. Nerd really kind of, to me, refers to academic or, you know, academic acuity. Like, you know, you make good grades and things. So, yeah, I was a nerd at one point. But geek, it just kind of refers more to just having a passion for something and just being really, really into it. And so I kind of relate to that more now at this point in my life. Dweeb just sounds like an insult.
It is. I don't understand why, because Melissa posed this question and put dweeb in there, and nobody likes dweeb.
Did I put dweeb in there, or did you just make that part up?
You
I don't
did.
Know that I did.
You did, because everybody else is like, nobody likes dweeb, and you're like, no, some people say dweeb, and we were like, no. Dweeb is an insult.
So far, no one's picked it. I mean,
nobody's picked it. Most people pick geek, which I don't appreciate.
I like the geek, but are we sure I picked dweeb? Maybe I did.
You 100% did. Who wants to do the second question?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Oh, you gonna do oatmeal? Okay.
No, because I want the third one.
Lord. I'm jumping around, so.
Food.
What show do you keep watching even though you kind of hate it?
I usually don't hate watch shows, but right now I think I'm hate watching Sleepy Hollow.
Of course. Wow. Everyone's hate watching.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, between Struggle Witch and Dollar Store Thor, it's just
Okay,
ridiculousness. Wait a minute. I'm mad at y'all for calling this boy Dollar Store Thor because it's too generous.
Can blame Chris for that. She came up with it.
I have a follow-up question about Sleepy Hollow. Okay, so I'm like, let's say, a season or so behind.
Oh, you're actually in a better position. Like,
how many episodes back do I have to go? Like, can I just like start watching the episode that came on Tuesday and not be completely lost?
No, because they introduced, because it's kind of part of the entire season storyline, and you can watch the mama episode, you know, and you'll be just fine.
Is that last season or this season?
No, this season, because that's pretty much the only really good episode they've had this year.
I think you should probably just watch the first season.
Yeah.
Oh God!
Cool. No, here's the thing. I tried. I really did try to get back into it, but I don't. And you can tell when it's me on Twitter on the Nerdgasm account talking because I'm just like, I don't. Why is Katrina there? Why is she there? What is she doing? Oh my
God! She's so useless.
She is and the worst witch ever.
She's not just useless. She's in the way.
Yeah. Okay. Look, that episode. Okay. So. That episode where the angel came, and the angel was gonna kill Headless / whatever his real name is.
Yeah, Abraham.
Abraham. He also gets on my nerves with his constant whining. But I guess he's a demon. I guess when you're like a demon, that's really all you can do. But when the angel was gonna come and kill him, and they were like, okay, well we have to discuss this, and she just lets him go. I was like, are you serious? Why would you? How does that make any sense?
Yeah, I mean, if they don't make her evil, none of it's going to make any sense. They have to make her evil at this point.
I don't know. She's just useless, and they keep trying to make you like her. And then that same episode, it almost felt like they were going to finally break up, and Ichabod was going to move on and, you know, find a girlfriend who can actually do something. But, no. Apparently, they're working it out or whatever, which is really weird. I don't understand why they're trying to work things out when... It's kind of... He has more chemistry with Abby. He just does.
I will
say... And I don't know why they're trying to make Dollar Store Thor and Jenny a thing, but she's way out of his league.
Mm-hmm.
None of it's good. None of it is good.
Yeah, but it's like... I kind of hate what they're doing with the season two because it's like at the very end of like almost all the episodes... They'll have Icky kind of like seeing the light, like, oh, wait, you've lied to me, you know, you messed this up in here, I don't know if I can trust you, but then, like, the beginning of the next episode, well, we should try to work this out. I'm like, why do you keep doing this?
Because, okay, first of all, I think the only thing magical about her is that white lady vagina. That has to be it. That's the only... Because, like, honestly, and then... Like, think about it. Like, he's in the stages of denial. So, yes. I figured that it was going to be this back and forth anyway. So, I wasn't as surprised or irritated. Well, let me take that back. I don't think anybody was surprised. But I haven't been as irritated with the, you know, you lied to me, Katrina. Oh, but let's try to work it out. So, I just don't care anymore. Like, yes. I'm like, you can, I mean, maybe it's cheaper to keep her, even though he's not spending no money, but still.
<He's spending laughs> Their marriage is 400 and something years old. Like, do they even have record anymore? Are they even technically married? I think, like, I think after you've been technically dead for, like, however many years, you can get a divorce. Or you're married to
Floyd. Annulment.
I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I'm just so over it. It and the bad part is, we had such high hopes for Sleepy Hollow.
Yes.
Wait, are you guys going to get me to start watching this show and then it's going to be canceled?
I don't think it's going to be canceled. It's still got pretty okay ratings, but the ratings are dropping, I think, because of... Well, because I think Fox doesn't realize that the main draw for the show was the two female women of color characters.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think they honestly think that it's Ichabod, and I think they're like, oh, everybody thinks Ichabod is cute. Well, let's have Ichabod have this love story with his wife or whatever, and nobody cares. Nobody likes Katrina.
No.
Ooh, side note. I see on their Wikipedia that Steven Weber plays Thomas Jefferson. I am here for that.
Yeah. Oh, God. She's gonna
Steven Weber does not age. Like, if you were to identify a white man that doesn't age, your first thought may be Richard Gere. But that's only because you don't know better. If you were to go look at
Steven Weber, Steven Weber is underrated.
Man, this guy. Now I'm in. Okay.
That was you wasn't in before. You know what?
Melissa likes old people and British people or old British people.
I really do.
Well, we'll get along.
Yay.
Actually, I need WizCon. I need you and Melissa to meet each other because I think it would be the funniest thing.
I get my shit together for WizCon. I'm so excited.
Look, they probably gonna end up taking naps together.
Oh God!
Oh my God! Do you like naps too?
Oh yeah.
Naps are the best. Oh my God!
This was gonna be fun. All right, your turn to pick a question, Melissa.
So glad about the nap thing. Okay. Favorite TV shows. Well, okay. This is. I feel like we have this as one question, but it's really like three. Favorite three TV shows. Graphic novel and book / genre.
It's hard to say what my favorite TV show is right now because I'm like getting into a bunch of stuff, but some I haven't finished yet. But I think right now my favorite TV show would be How to Get Away with Murder, which is a surprise to me. I don't have a favorite graphic novel, but I do want to get the Snowpiercer graphic novels because I really love the movie. And so, as soon as I can, I'll probably get those. My favorite book is Octavia Butler's Kindred. But my favorite genre is actually just literature. And so I love, my favorite author is Gail Jones.
Okay. Two follow-up questions. First, do you approve of Annalise's new hair that she will be, I guess it's going to be on the new episodes. Have you seen it? Do you approve?
If I think I've seen it, because I don't know if I actually saw the previews, since I might have, but they might have been older, I don't know, but I actually think it's a little better than what we saw at the beginning of the season.
Troubling.
Agree. Yeah. It's a longer, if you've seen it, it's like a longer, maybe to her ear, maybe to the end of her face.
It's kind of reddish.
Yeah, like blondish reddish, like brownish reddish.
Yeah, like kind of like a reddish.
It's more flowy than the short one that we had to. I won't say suffer, but I will say watch.
If I'm thinking of it right, then yeah, I like this one better.
I do too. Okay, and then the next one was you mentioned Octavia Butler's Kindred.
Yes.
Did you perchance happen to read Octavia Butler's Clay's Ark?
I haven't read that one yet. I haven't read that one yet.
Okay. Let me tell when you do.
You have
no, tell me. You have to tell me now.
You have to talk to us. Let me tell you about Melissa and this book and me. She told me to read this book after I had got finished reading Kindred and Parable of the Sower, and already I'm in love with Octavia Butler, right? I started reading this book, and like every 5 minutes, I'm sending her a text like, fuck this character. Why is this character doing this? Why is this character doing that? Why did this have to happen to this character? Blah, blah, blah. And Melissa's just laughing at me.
Wait, is it in the same series with Wildseed?
Yes.
Yes.
It is the second book.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I got the whole anthology. I got to finish the whole thing.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's the one I have to finish.
Okay, so just let me know. I think Clay's Ark is, I think it goes Wildseed, No, wait. I think it goes Wild Seed, Mind of My Mind, or Mind of Mind, Clay's Ark, and then Pattern Master. Yeah. Okay. So Clay's Ark is the third one.
Okay. All right. I might try to do it in order because I've already read Wild Seed, so I might try to read that in order.
I have the anthology. I'll send it to you if you want.
Actually, you know, I think I have them on PDF somewhere.
Okay, then you're good.
Yay.
But yeah, I wanted to strangle Melissa.
Let me know your thoughts. I feel like I don't want to. Oh, clearly, Dee has already made her thoughts known. But I feel like Clay's Ark is great.
No, it's good, but it's just the struggles.
Octavia has a lot of struggles.
So many sad and terrible struggles. But yeah, actually, follow-up question. Why didn't you think you were going to like How to Get Away with Murder? Are you not a Shonda Rhimes show fan?
No, I'm not.
Wow.
Years ago when Grey's Anatomy first came on, I watched two episodes of it, and I'm like, it's not bad, but it's not my type of show. I'm not really into, you know, that type of soap opera, you know, serial thing like that, But when I found out Viola Davis was going to be, you know, on a show, I will follow her anywhere. And so I checked it out, and I'm like, I fell in love with her character. Shonda Rhimes generally does not make shows that I like.
Oh, you're not into... Well, they are soap operas, you're right.
Yeah.
They're just soap operas at night. Follow-up. How do you feel about Wes? Because I think he's sneaky.
I think I said this before, but the last scene in the last episode that aired made me like him. Because we still... Well, I don't know if I want to... Yeah, I don't know if I want to give anything away, but I'm kind of thinking he's still... I think he's, in a way, he's under Annalise's control. And I kind of want to see how that's going to play out, because I'm hoping they don't make her, like, a mother figure, because I kind of want to see... this, you know, her being an older woman, if I want to see if she manipulates him and how that's going to work out
with his. Oh my god, are you talking sexually?
Yeah.
You want to know what? I would rather that than that stupid girl he's
yeah. I mean, I kind of want to see it because she obviously there's a power dynamic there at play that I want to see.
I feel like what's gonna happen if they do go towards that way, it's gonna be like a domino effect. So Annalise will be kind of controlling him, and she'll be using him to control the other girl.
That's what she's doing.
I mean, she's doing that now, but it'll be more obvious next season.
But, like, then you gotta think about the fallout. Yeah. You gotta think about the fallout that's gonna happen once, like, if Wes decides, hey, I don't like Stupid Girl, I actually like Annalise, then Stupid Girl's gonna go out and do something stupid. And it's just gonna make things worse.
I feel like Annalise would kind of already have that in the back of her mind. Because, like, we already know that she's gonna do something stupid eventually. It's just what's gonna trigger it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and really, when she does something stupid, it's just gonna hurt herself.
It comes back this week, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm excited. Excuse me. Let me calm down.
I'm mostly excited for Scandal. I'm not even as excited for Scandal as I thought I would be. See, take note. This is the danger, ABC, of leaving us without your shows for over a month. Yeah.
Scandal does that, though. I usually, the mid-season premiere for Scandal, I'm usually not into, but then some crazy shit happens, and then I'm like, oh, I gotta catch up on Scandal.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
All right, next question. Ooh, I'm gonna jump around like JP, and I'm gonna say, what do you prefer and why? A physical book or an ebook?
Right now, I still prefer physical books because I don't have an independent e-reader. And, quite frankly, I have shitty eyesight. So reading online can get difficult for me. But if I had maybe an e-reader where I could store books, I might like it a little better. But I still like my physical books.
Good answer. Whose turn is it? JP, your turn.
Okay, so... what I am going to ask you is if you can create a nerdy, fun go bag, what would you put into it?
That's hard. I think I would, well, I would definitely put in maybe a book I already love and maybe a couple I haven't read. Definitely a pen and a paper. If I had an e-reader or a tablet or something like that, or a smartphone, I might put that in there too. Yeah, I don't know. Well, wait, snacks. Snacks.
Good answer. Snacks is the best answer.
Don't forget the snacks.
Melissa, your turn.
Okay. My screen went black. Oh. Okay. So I think this is the, I'm trying to, oh no, this isn't the last one, but it's a standard. Superman or Batman?
I am going to have to say Batman. Mm. And I'm going to say Batman because he wasn't in Superman Returns and Superman was.
Not even because Batman is awesome. It's just because
he was not in Superman Returns, and so man, he wins.
I'm starting to be more like Kia, and I think Batman's a little shit, especially because of Gotham. Batman
is a little shit. Gotham just ruined Batman.
Yeah, but for Superman you. Returns was such a horrible movie. It was so horrible.
It's pretty bad. But Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey couldn't save it.
Oh, wait.
He could not save it.
Are you sure? Not even a little sure. bit?
No.
All right. Okay. Jumping off. I love Kevin Spacey. House of Cards. Oh, my God. Do you have Netflix?
Well, I've watched House of Cards. It's like I love Kevin Spacey playing that character, but I hate that character.
That's the thing. Like, I don't know. At first, it was like, okay, well, he's the main character in the story. And then you go on and you go, well, maybe he's the bad guy because he's doing kind of crazy stuff. And then yeah. There was the last episode? Or, I don't know, one of those episodes. No, I think it's the first episode of the second season where he's going through. And then finally he does that thing where he breaks the fourth wall. And you're just like, oh, it makes you nervous when he sees you again. It's a good show. Anyway, moving on, jumping off from the Superman or Batman. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
I would have some sort of alchemy where I could turn things into currency.
Right?
I would.
That is like the most practical, best power.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is a good power.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I have to think my shit. Because I'm always like telekinesis, but...
No, I would turn things into cash or gold or whatever I can trade.
Oh, yeah, smart. Your name would be like cash for gold or something.
Yeah. Oh, no! Don't do this. JP, your turn.
Okay, so this will be the last question. Well, we always ask this question last. So, blank is a nerd's best friend.
Electricity.
Yes.
I don't know how anyone ever lived without electricity. It baffles me.
Those poor people without the electricity. How did they check their email?
Oh my God. I was just thinking, do you remember the world before the internet? Because I don't.
Right.
No.
Like, I barely remember it. Just barely. And I was a child, so it was okay. I could just go outside.
Yeah. I'm not doing that anymore.
Right. Like, I don't want to go outside. I want to sit in here and get on the internet. Get out of my face.
Yeah.
Well, discussing the internet, since we're talking about it, so over the interwebs, we found out who are the cast for the next X-Men sequel. So apparently Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones will play Jean Grey.
Good casting.
Yep. Anaxandra Shipp will play Storm, which terrible I don't casting. Understand how that happened. And Ty Sheridan will play Cyclops. I have no idea who that dude is, but he looks white and boring. So, yes, he'll be the perfect Cyclops.
Everyone hates Cyclops.
It's like, that could be like the casting call for Cyclops.
White and are boring.
White and do people ignore you often? Do they don't notice when you enter the room? You could be Cyclops. You could be Cyclops.
So, what do you think about the casting? So let's start with Inda. So what is your thoughts on the casting?
Sophie Turner, I kind of know her, so she actually kind of makes sense as Jean Grey for some reason. I have no idea who Alexandra Shipp is, where she comes from. But I'm like, seriously. But it's like they couldn't even bother to find someone who kind of matched Storm's skin tone from the comics or anything. I mean, was that too hard?
I mean, they didn't do it with Halle Berry, so. But yeah, Alexandra Shipp, I think she played Aaliyah in that Aaliyah TV movie.
Yeah, does that movie even count, though?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
But you know who the other person they were considering for that part was?
Who?
Who?
That girl Zendaya, the same other person they were considering for the Aaliyah part.
So, both light-skinned black women.
I mean, it's like they act like Camille Wimbush or Sharika Epps don't exist.
They don't, apparently.
Okay, so, because... You know what? I would have rather had Kat Graham. If you gonna pick somebody light skinned, Jesus.
Pick somebody who wasn't in a terrible Aaliyah movie? Yes.
I won't even lie. I would rather see Zoe Saldana play Storm than whoever this is.
At least
Zoe Saldana. Oh my god, wouldn't that just be it though? Like Zoe Saldana taking over Storm, we'd have to just all quit.
Like, yeah.
I've already expressed several times how much bullshit I think this is. Just, I don't even, like, are we not going to acknowledge the Storm? I don't know. I'm 100% not here for it, so I'm probably not going to see it. Congrats to Sophie Turner for being perfectly casted, because basically Jean Grey is Sansa Stark with superpowers, so that works.
Yeah,
and Cyclops is white and boring as always. So
Cyclops is a white guy. I don't know. So
just like that.
That's it.
I just want them once just to give Storm country. Just give her the actress she deserved, because I saw a snippet of that Aaliyah movie and she can't even carry a paper bag. I'm sorry.
Not only that, but give Storm, I've noticed with the X-Men movies now that I've gone back and rewatched them, and they all exist, and as much as we want to say that the third one doesn't, it does. The movies, especially with female characters, they don't make the female characters as dynamic as they are in the comic books, like, at all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it's especially obvious with Storm, because they basically made her a background character when she's not a background character, and then they turned her into Rashida Jones, and I don't appreciate it.
What if they cast Rashida Jones?
I will kick you in your shins.
You know what? Why you
don't even put that out there? Don't put that out there.
And the thing is,
one argument though for Alexander Shipp. And here it goes, because I was listening to this podcast, Two Brown Girls. So maybe they were trying to keep continuity by
Here's the problem. I know exactly what you're going to say.
Okay, first of all, she is even lighter than Halle Berry.
But if you can retcon the entire series, if you can go back in time and basically change the entire series, you can make Storm dark. Like, that's not an excuse.
Yep.
Reverse colorism.
But see, here's the thing. They picked a girl who was even lighter than Halle Berry. Even lighter.
That's all I had as far as the other movie point for it. So I'm good.
It was a nice try, Melissa, but I'm shutting that down.
I thought I was like, maybe, you know what? That is a point.
But, you okay, wasn't you there, did not say that. You did not say that.
Okay, wasn't there a character in the X-Men movies that they totally changed a person? I swear to God, they were.
They made Terrence Howard into Don Cheadle.
That's Iron Man. No, in the X-Men movies, Kid Omega wasn't who Kid Omega was in the comic books. Or he didn't have the same powers. He was like some spiky dude.
Right, but I thought that like it was that one actor playing the character, and then like the next time it was a totally different person.
Yeah, I can't think of Jubilees. Who it is, but yeah.
There were three Jubilees. I think Lady Deathstrike was in two of the movies.
And I'm just like, it wasn't like they looked the same. You'd be like, wait, is who?
Yeah, there were three different Jubilees. And also, Jubilee's another character who is actually pretty cool. Her powers are kind of weird, but she's actually a pretty cool character that they just left under the rug.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Jubilee.
I don't even remember her in any of the films.
Because she was literally a background character. Like, she had one line in each movie.
Yeah, I loved her in the first animated series. She was like,
come here, kids, let's run away. And that was it.
Okay.
Yeah. Did she have a yellow jacket so we'd know it was her?
No.
I don't think she did.
How could we know it was her if she's not wearing yellow jackets and jean shorts? No, I don't understand.
I think like something electronic by her went haywire, and you saw the little sparks for like half a second.
I think the only way you would possibly know was if you looked in the IMDb page. That's pretty much it.
Like, it went by so fast, you'd be like, "Wait, is that?"
It's shitty, and I'm not looking forward to X-Men Apocalypse at all.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean, Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen are going to be in it, so.
What? Okay,
and see? Look, here's the thing. I love James McAvoy, but yeah. I'm not doing this for him. I can't do it for you.
Oh, my God. Sir Patrick?
They're not going to be in it.
Then what's the point of this movie, then? What's the point? Because
where are they? Do they tell us where they are so we can go find them? Like,
and like, that's the thing. Wish. They basically went and retconned the whole movie. So how come Storm can't? How come Storm still got to be light skinned? You had a chance to fix it and you fucked it up. Yeah, anyway,
I'm kind of done.
Yeah, I'm so irritated and over it. Moving on. This is news that does nothing for Enda, but Shonda Rhimes had ABC has ordered a crime thriller, a drama, and two comedy pilots from Shonda Rhimes. So basically, ABC is giving Shonda Rhimes their money.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to just do a quick synopsis of the three shows that they are just throwing money at her to create. So I guess one of them is going to be called The Catch, and it'll be about a female forensic accountant whose career specialty is exposing fraud for a living. So there'll be some intrigue because she is engaged to a con man, and I guess she doesn't know she's a con man, but all her lies about her jobs is coinciding with his cons or some weird stuff like that. Whatever. It sounds like White Collar meets Marriage or something. Then the next pilot is, I don't know, is The Catch supposed to be like a comedy or a drama? Anyway, the next pilot, this pilot is the drama Broad Squad. So the series is going to follow the first four women to graduate from Boston Police Academy in 1978.
That sounds interesting.
So here's the two comedy pilots. So one will be called Chev and Bev, which will star Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo as carefree baby boomers.
That's not gonna last long.
Whose carefree retirement is disrupted when they are left to raise their grandchildren.
Oh, that's definitely not gonna last long.
Yeah.
That's either not gonna last long or it's gonna be on for 20 years.
Also, the untitled Dan Savage Project.
Ugh.
So this is inspired by the columnist's real experiences, and it'll follow the lead character Lucy based on Savage as his life takes a positive new. I ain't watching that shit.
Is it gonna finish the synopsis?
I'm sorry, I don't like him. So
he's kind of a dick.
He is a dick. Especially he's a dick to transgendered people.
Yeah.
Like a
he's also to asexual people. Like, I think isn't he a dick to bisexual people too?
He's a dick to bisexual people too.
Anybody who's not like a white male homosexual?
Yeah. Anyone who's not a white male middle class homosexual, he does not give a fuck about. So I don't understand why he's supposed to be like the icon or whatever of the gay rights movement. Technically he is, because he's the only kind of gay that anyone fucking cares about anyway.
So he's pretty much just representing one color of the rainbow.
Yeah.
So anyway, fuck him. I ain't watching that shit.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, Shonda. I can support you on Grey's Anatomy, you know, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, but this Dan Savage Project. Yeah,
those last two I'm not here for, but I may watch the first two.
Those can hit rocks. Sorry, Shonda. Sorry.
Yeah, but I have to say, even though I'm not really a fan of hers, I'm not mad. I'm glad for her, but, you know, I'm totally not mad at her getting paid, and I'm not mad at her taking over a network. I'm just not.
Look, get that money. She's like, pay me.
She's not even like, pay me. She's just... ABC's like, here's money, make more great things happen for us, please.
Don't leave us, baby, don't leave us.
Not mad at her at all for that,
right?
Apparently there was a Fantastic Four trailer. I have not watched it yet. Like I said before the show, I'm riding this the fall of Anthony Mackie wave, and I'm afraid I'm going to watch this trailer and get excited about Fantastic Four and Michael B. Jordan's going to fuck up.
I'll ride the Michael B. Jordan wave. So,
he's so pretty. If he turns into New Black, please don't. I'm forming a prayer circle around Michael B. Jordan and Chadwick Boseman.
Please
do not what become time, New what Black. Time, when please. We have that prayer circle? When is it going to be weekly, daily? Because I can't.
What time does that prayer circle meet?
I can't lose Chad
immediately.
I feel like because of Fruitvale Station, Michael B. Jordan, Fruitvale Station, and The Wire might be Michael B. Jordan cannot be the New Black. Like,
you'd be.
He can.
I'm just saying, you can't. Look, you can't do that shit and then start talking like Pharrell. Like, I just don't.
Look, Anthony Mackie was in some really good films before the mainstream caught to him. He was in Half Nelson, and he was really good at that. He was in Brother to Brother. He was exceptional in that. But it's like, still, I don't know what happened.
I can't lose Chad, because I'm just imagining in that Black Panther outfit. And he got some curve to that butt. I'm praying that he is not New Black so I can enjoy it in peace.
And that diet and workout regimen they're going to put him on.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so Fantastic Four's trailer is out. I'll probably watch it before next week's episode. Yeah. Congrats to Michael B. Jordan. Don't fuck up. Please don't fuck up, Michael B. Jordan. That's all I ask. Just even if you got to keep your head, even if you got to keep your head low and just be like, you know what, I am not going to answer that question. Do that. Don't. No comments. Don't pull an Anthony Mackie. Please don't. Please, for the love of God, don't. Did we want a TV squeeze? Do we have anything about the TVs that we want to squeeze about this week?
Did we want to quickly do like Sleepy Hollow? Like, have we all seen the latest episode?
We can quickly do Sleepy Hollow, but I can tell you how that's going to go.
May not be as bad as you think.
Okay, let's do Sleepy Hollow.
Okay, so I guess this episode is them trying to get back the magic of Ichabod and Abby. So I don't know if you felt that way, Inda.
Kinda, yeah, but it's like they still, yeah. Let's just say yeah, and we can talk about everything else in a minute. But yeah, it was. Well, I think it was acknowledging that there's been a shift, you know, in their relationship.
Right. And okay, so once again, I don't know. I'm just not interested in any stories involving Dollar Store Thor.
No.
So this whole episode was like giving some insight into his past, and I'm just like, I don't care. I want to know more about the Miller sisters, and now I'm getting to meet, you know, his surrogate mother, who turns out to be just
She's some sort of demon. I don't know.
Yeah, she turned herself into a demon or something other. I don't know. And she was trying to get this statue, a Hindu statue, to turn more people into monsters like her. So I'm just like, whatever.
Nobody cares. I don't know why they keep trying to, I don't know why it feels like the show is trying to, it feels like the show is trying to make everybody like characters that nobody cares about, and then they kill off and sort of kind of bring back characters that people actually like.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
And the thing is, okay, I guess Katrina was kind of useful in this episode. Kind of.
How?
Well, she didn't cause anybody to die, so.
No. Now her lack of harm are useful now.
I mean, look, hey, as far as I'm concerned, when she doesn't royally mess anything up, and not in a way, she is useful because she is not there.
She did something to Irvin. I don't know what she did, but she messed him up in some kind of way, and she still, the only reason why she, you know, quote unquote, helped him was she did it for herself.
Yeah, you know? Pretty like, much.
She made it all about her.
But I don't know if she messed something up or she just didn't figure crap out, because she seemed only concerned to figure out if her son Henry was still alive.
Nobody cares.
And I know. And then like so this may be a spoiler, I don't know if you want, look, it's a spoiler, so y'all gonna have to deal with it, either turn it off.
Spoiler alert in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so at the end, when Irving looks at him and his wife in the mirror, and he doesn't see his reflection?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just like, is he a vampire?
I kind of thought maybe that was part of like he still doesn't have a soul.
Vampires technically don't supposed to have a soul either. Yeah. So I don't. Okay. So. It could be a lot of things. It could be that he's a some type of vampire and his hunger, whatever type of hunger it is, has been activated, which makes me think of a horseman. Because it doesn't necessarily mean you're starving to be this type of horseman. It just means you have a need for this and can never be satisfied.
What's the last horseman?
Okay, so you have war, death, pestilence,
and famine.
Oh my God.
Famine.
Right, which is why I kept saying you can have a hunger for something, but it doesn't mean hunger for food.
Oh, you think he's going to...
So, ever since he got his soul taken, and you see those flash forwards to him in the end of days.
Yeah.
That flash forward doesn't necessarily mean that he's under Hengri's control. It could mean he could be his own, he could be a horseman. Because remember how they get turned into the embodiment of a horseman if they have either some type of great need or want that coincides with that horseman. So, and Irving, all through ever since his life got screwed up, has been hungering for justice, have his family back, have his life returned. That could have, you know, turned into
famine. That is some good omens fucking loophole-y shit. God damn it.
Right. But that's just one, that's just a theory. I could be totally wrong. It could be that he came back to life and he still hasn't had his soul and someone else janked it. So, and that my theory with that is maybe the angel dude might have his soul. Because remember, my theory is Irving got killed by the sword and he got sent to purgatory, and the angel who was down in purgatory, you know, finally got free, he might have took, you know, some people's souls with him to help him in his fight to cleanse the earth.
I like the first theory. Yeah. I think I would watch again if it turns out that Irving is a horseman.
Yeah, that makes sense, though, but the writers they have right now, I don't know if they'll even consider going that route, because, right, you know...
Because it would be a good story. It would be a good way to even bring his family back into the picture, because I want to know more about his family.
Yeah. Right?
And it would make sense, because all of the horsemen so far has had...
some sort of relationship with one of the
witnesses,
witnesses.
So I'm
assuming that. No, I would love that. And it's like if their dad ended up being like the other horseman or something like that, or somebody in their family ended up being
right, because it could be two for Ichabod and two for Abby.
What do we have? Pestilence. That's the one we don't have.
Right, because at the time when Pestilence came, it wasn't a. Yeah. We didn't know if a person was the embodiment or just the straight evil essence of Pestilence. So they was able to keep Pestilence from coming on Earth, but we don't know if there is going to be a human embodiment. My theory is, because I don't like Thor, feel like he's going to be Pestilence. Whatever, because
he looks like a pestilence. He might be.
It could be Abby and Jenny's dad, because we heard about the mom, but we haven't heard about their father. So, and also, I wish that the writers would start bringing in more about. At least Abby and Jenny's mom, in terms of the journal that she left them. I want them to learn some magic, because Katrina is useless.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to see some good magic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. Did you guys want to squee about Gallivant real quick? I haven't started watching that yet.
I haven't either, but I plan to.
Everybody says it's good.
Melissa, did you watch the last two episodes for this season? Do we lose Melissa?
Melissa's asleep.
Okay, so I guess the only thing I can say about Gallivant is I like the show. The last
Hey. Time.
Oh.
You're not about to do spoilers from Sunday. I was on mute and I didn't realize I was on mute.
You're so smart.
I know. I just wanted to stop you right quick, Jen, because I didn't know if there was a new episodes like last, you know, this past Sunday that just happened.
Yeah, it was. So, like, they showed the last two episodes for this season.
When was that?
Last Sunday.
Why did they do that?
Because they decided for 8 episodes this season.
Oh my god, it didn't even feel like we'd gotten to 8 episodes.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so I take back what I said about I hope that it's a short story series and that it doesn't take it back.
I mean, they made it short and like how they ended it, like, okay, if they don't come back, you know, it is kind of a end to the story, but it's also a bit of a cliffhanger type.
Oh god, I'm so nervous.
Yeah, so I'm hoping the show comes back.
I'm going to be searching all the time. Like, I'm going to put it on my Google now.
Right.
Anytime there's news about Gallivant.
But, okay. Oh, so you have to watch the last two episodes because Giles played a character in...
Wait, Sword Head?
Yes!
Oh, yes!
Like, when he was on Merlin, I was, like, super excited.
Man, he's such a dick in Merlin.
Yes, he is.
He was, but I was just happy to see him again. Like,
but, yeah.
Especially because, go ahead.
Yeah, so he comes to guest star on, I think, the last two episodes of Gallivant. So, that was awesome.
Damn. Thank you for making me want to watch this even more.
It's cool. Yeah, so it's a lot of surprises, a lot of stuff that it's just last two episodes have me cracking up, so that's all I have to say.
All right. Anything else you wanna say before anything else you wanna say or add or whatever before we go, you guys?
I can just say if you wanna listen to Democracy Now! Episode today, Ava DuVernay was on it. She actually explained things about Birth of a Nation a lot more articulately than I did.
Oh, yeah,
she was on the entire hour this morning, so if you want to catch up with that show, you should really listen to it.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to thank Inda for coming on the show.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
It was super fun. Yes, we strongly suggest that she comes on the show. Okay, so if anyone wondering why we keep using strongly suggested, so we met Inda like face to face at WizCon last year.
Yeah,
and so we was totally excited and.
We kidnapped her.
We pretty much told her she's hanging out with us for the whole weekend. And we strongly suggested she hang out with us.
But apparently it wasn't a kidnapping. I don't know.
But here's the thing, though. You still came and hung out with us the whole time.
There are more of you than me.
But we made sure you had nothing. We made sure you got fed. We made sure you had your naps. We made sure you got home safely. So it was a very you know, relaxing kidnapping.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was. But never mind. I was about to say, they didn't tie me to a chair and have a hot guy lap dance for me, so I was kind of disappointed with that.
Oh, you want us to arrange that this right. year? I'm pretty sure we could.
Okay, then if that's the case, sure, I will follow if you strongly suggest.
We'll do it. Wait a minute. We'll do it for our 50 Shades of Grey watch party.
Oh, God.
Wait, if the cost is I have to watch 50 Shades of Grey.
Nope, too late. You said you wanted it. Doing it. Yes.
I thought you forgot about that. Oh, my God.
Damn it.
You guys don't understand.
Y'all are like the monkey's paw.
We are going to have this 50 Shades of Grey. And we're going to have a drinking game. And it's going to be hilarious.
We are going to die.
I will grant you a wish, but it comes at a really horrible price.
We are going to die. I'm just saying. If it's a drinking game, we are going to die.
But yeah, we really look forward to seeing you at WizCon. If you're at WizCon, make sure she's going to be on probably a bunch of panels. Make sure you go see, but make sure that you're quiet because she's very, very soft-spoken. It's actually quite adorable.
Oh, thank you, but I can't help it.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else I want to add.
Nope. I think that's it. So make sure you check out our site, nagasnoir.net. Send us feedback, donate,
do the survey.
Yep, do the survey. And I think that's it, ladies. Say bye.
Oh, wait. I'm gonna do the thing.
Okay, the thing.
Also, and it's cool to use your Twitter name, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I feel like there should be cheesy music to this, but now it's time to wrap up this episode of Nerdgasm Noir. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Nerdgasm Noir. You can also follow us ladies on Twitter individually as well. You can find Jamie at The Way of the Id, JP at Isidus, Kia at The Last Storm, Melissa at Black Girl Geeky, Inda at Inda Lauren, IndaLauryn, right?
Right.
And me at Nani Cool J. Thank you for listening and make sure you check us out next week. Bye.
Bye.